call received from home care agency.
Nemi speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. How about yourself?
Good, good. We're in the process of looking for like a home care provider for my elderly parents.
Okay.
So we're just looking around to find like some agency that can kind of handle like this kind of stuff. So we started looking at a few. But I think right now we're looking, there's like one in Philadelphia, but I think my brother, he lives with my parents and he currently lives in Lansdale. So I think we're trying to find some agency that is more local. So.
Okay, definitely. So I'm happy to help. Is it for both of your parents?
Yes, this is for both of the parents. So my dad is like, he's almost 90 and he has dementia. And my mom, she's also like near 80, and she has like some disability as well.
Okay, and both of them are on Medicaid?
Both of them are on Medicaid. Do you guys accept Medicaid?
Yeah, of course. Yes, we do both. We do Medicaid and also private pay. Like, let's say if someone is not on Medicaid and they need home care, they usually would like to pay out of pocket, so we do that as well. But
okay.
I'm happy to help. So what I can do is I can just take down the basic information and then I can have my intake team give you a call back and they'll help
sure,
you
sure.
out with the process.
Sure.
Yeah? Okay, awesome. Give me just a second. How's your day going so far?
I just love shoveling.
Yeah, I know. It's cold out there.
Yeah, it's pretty cold. So you guys are located in Lansdale as well?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Mhm. Okay, let me start with your father. What's his name?
His first name is Khan. K-H-A-N-H.
Okay, last name?
Nguyen is N-G-U-Y-E-N.
Okay, and do you know his date of birth offhand?
September 16, 1939.
September 16?
Yes, 1939.
Okay. And what about your mother? What's your mother's name?
Her first name is Nock, N is in Nancy, G is in George, O, C is in Charlie.
Okay, so it's N as in Nancy, G as in good, O as in oxygen, C as in cat.
C as in cat, yes. N-G-O-C, yes.
Okay, and same last name?
No, her last name is Vong. V is in Victor, U is in unicorn, O, N is in Nancy, and G is in George.
Okay. And what's her date of birth?
12/29/1948. Right.
Okay, both are on Medicaid. Okay. And what's their home address?
They're located at 701 Weikel, W-E-I-K-E-L, Road.
It's W-Z-I?
W-E as in Eric, I.
Oh, E.
Yep, W-E-I, and then K as in Kevin, E as in electric. And then L as in Lucy. So 701 Weikel Road.
Weikel Road. Lansdale?
Apartment 307.
307.
And the zip code?
19446. Lansdale, yeah.
9446.
Right.
Okay, wonderful. And let me see, what's your name?
My name is Dan Nguyen. But I think primarily, I think my brother is going to be the one
who's
going to, who is living with him, with my parents. So him and his wife.
What's his name?
So you want my name or?
No, your brother's name.
It's T-H-I-N.
T-H-I-N?
T-H-I-E-N.
Oh, I-E-N. Okay.
And then Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N.
N-G-U-Y-E-N. And do you have his phone number?
I think for now you can just call me.
Yeah, okay, perfect. That sounds good.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you can just call me by 215-882-2637. Yeah.
Amazing. Do you have a specific time to call you, or can we just call you any time during the day?
You can probably call any time. If I'm busy, leave a message, I'll call back. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Sounds good.
I just have a couple of general questions.
Go for it.
So obviously you guys work with Medicaid, no?
Okay, yes,
so
we do.
And do you guys hire like family members for the caregiving?
Yes.
Okay. So you do.
Mm-hmm.
And
we do that.
So typically, what is your hourly rate for the caregiver?
So
for the family?
I'll be honest with you. First of all, we are pretty flexible. Second, it really depends on the hours they get approved.
Okay.
So let's say they get approved for 60, 70, 80 hours a week. That means that there's going to be a lot of overtime for one caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
So I would have to see how much overtime and how much we can pay per hour plus the time and a half for the overtime. So
okay.
It really
depends. Typically, what is your hourly rate? Just like a normal rate, and then just like a rough estimate on the overtime. So we just have a rough idea, So you don't have to be exact, but just give it
right. No, of course. I'm about 14, 50, depends. It all depends the hours, really. But we're able to work with you. We're pretty flexible, pretty chill about it, I would
say.
Okay,
so you're saying 14 to 15 an hour, and then obviously over time if...
Yeah, it'd probably be a little less than that.
Get approved for more, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And in the event... Yeah, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm saying I'm happy to work with you guys, and if your brother has something specific in mind, I'm happy to listen and to... work with him.
Okay. Okay. So now, obviously, for my dad, he needs, pretty much, 24/7 care. So if they approve whatever amount of hours, so in the event that we have to travel or, something happened,
mm-hmm.
One of us is sick, do you guys provide, a backup?
Yes.
Caregiver?
We do.
So,
definitely.
So you do.
Yeah.
So backup. Yeah. So you have backup. And you are obviously you guys are local, so you guys should be okay. Because I know a couple of places in Korea that my brother's looking at, they're not willing to go up because it's too far.
Yeah, so no, don't worry about it. We are in the area and we always have a list of caregivers to interview to see which one is a good fit for your parents.
Okay. So you have backup caregiver, and then as far as for the backup caregiver, if we have to if let's say in the event, because my dad he has late stage dementia, so in the event that obviously my brother and his wife would be taking care of him, but in the event that for some reason if they're not available, like, at night. Like, do you guys provide, like, you know, like, some overnight hours? Oh,
yeah,
you do?
Yeah, sure. Of course
so
we
do. Provide, like, overnight hours. And then as far as the backup care, like what is the maximum allowable hours that you guys can handle?
Honestly, we can handle it all. We do this all the time, you know, like we are set up for that. There's a lot of any hours.
Okay.
Yeah, we have patients that are approved for 24/7 care, and you know, it's around the clock.
That's in the internal, like, the backup. If if obviously my brother, or his wife, they'd be around at night. But in the event that something happened, or if they're traveling, then you guys would be able to have, like, backup care.
Definitely. Yeah. So.
Okay.
So you would be able to tell the coordinator, let her know, like, let's say that your brother is going to be away and you need a backup caregiver, and we'll set you up for it. We'll set it up.
Okay. And with that, like, how much of an advance notice do they have to notify you for the backup caregiver?
Good question. I mean, to be honest, the sooner the better, but last minute happens a lot. So,
okay, so pretty much you guys would try to accommodate if.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just like calling for my brother. He has like a lot of questions, so I think those are some of the practical questions that he has.
He just started
looking, and he just looked at a couple of the agency as well. So now we're just trying to, like, compare and then just make a decision on what works best for him and his wife. And obviously for my parents, you know, because they're the one who's going to be receiving the care.
Right. Yes. No problem. I understand. So, if you want, you could call him, let him know that we spoke, and our agency's name is Family First, and let him know exactly what we do, and if he has any other questions, we can always help out with that. I'm happy to help.
Well, I missed the part. You say something about the date, like February 1st? What is that?
No. I said our agency's name is Family First.
Family First?
Yes.
Oh, so it's not Synergy or?
No, we are Family First.
Oh, Family First?
Yes, Family First Home Care.
Family First Home Care.
Yes. So you could tell him exactly what we spoke. If he has any other questions, I'm happy to help. I'm happy to answer
family
his question.
I thought, like, when I did the website, it said Synergy Home Care from Montgomeryville.
It's not, but it's kind of the same home care, program, I would say.
Okay, so this is Family First Home Care?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
I know, like, some agency, they offer, like, some sign-on bonus. Like, you guys offer any kind of sign-on bonus?
So, yes, we also do offer that. Do you know if he has something specific in mind?
I don't know. I mean, like, what do you guys, like, normally, what do you guys offer? I wasn't sure. Because he mentioned to me, like, some agency offer him, but I forgot. Like, he didn't say what is the amount. So,
So our sign-up bonus is usually like about 300 or so.
300.
But yeah, if he has something specific in mind, we can always discuss that.
Okay. Okay,
okay.
Yeah, I'll relay that number for him. So 300, but it's negotiable. Because,
yeah.
I don't know what he's getting offered at the other place, but I don't know exactly what they offer. But, okay.
Okay, yeah.
So if,
I'm happy to help. If you want, if you want, I can have my insight team call you later, soon, whenever is good for you. And you know, we can maybe do like a conference call with your brother. If you want, we can do that. You know? And answer all his questions.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Let me just talk to my brother again. And then, so can you give me your number again?
Of course. It's 267.
Uh huh.
551.
551.
7442.
7442. And your name?
And my extension is 142.
142. And your name?
And my name is Mimi. M-I-M-I.
Mimi. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That sounds good.
It was nice speaking to you.
Yeah, nice talking to you, Mimi. Thank you.
No problem. Sure. Be well. We'll talk.
Okay.
Bye. Bye.